Apple finds itself at the center of a debate over its new technology to prevent child abuse. The technology, which is coming to Apple products soon, searches photos in the iCloud for matches in a photo database of seized child pornography and sexual abuse. Apple has not specified how many matches sends up a red flag, but that makes some security experts and consumers nervous about an invasion of digital privacy. Let's learn more from Reid Albergati. He's tech reporter at The Washington Post. Reid, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. Let's start at the beginning here. Apple's new technology is designed to scan photos in iCloud. How does this work and what's Apple trying to do here?
Yeah, well, Apple's trying to stop the spread of child pornography through its services. What it's going to do is it's going to look at this existing database of child pornography. Every time authorities find child porn, they essentially put it into this database, and each photo is tagged with sort of an identifier. And if Apple finds a photo on your device that matches that identifier, it will be flagged. And then someone at Apple will look at it, and they will notify the Center for Exploited Children, and then the authorities will be notified. Hmm. What most companies do is they scan for these photos on their cloud, and cloud is just a fancy term for, you know, their servers. Mm-hmm. But Apple, being very privacy conscious, has not wanted to scan the iCloud, which is their version of cloud, for these images to protect your privacy. Apple doesn't want to be looking at your photos. So they've decided to do something very fancy and do that scanning on your device itself.
Does that mean that if I have an Apple device, I have an iPhone, and I haven't uploaded it to iCloud, this Apple technology can already find it?
If you are not using iCloud at all, so if you've turned off that service, then Apple will not scan.
Can I ask you to talk a little bit about how this technology works? I mean, you described that it's not brand new here, but are we talking about a photo fingerprint?
That's right. Yeah, it is sort of a fingerprint. Before your photo gets uploaded to iCloud, and a lot of people have iCloud turned on, right, so that their photos are stored and you can see them on all your Apple devices, right? You see the same photos on your iPad, on your Mac. Before that photo is actually sent to iCloud, it will be scanned on your phone to see if the fingerprint matches something in the database of child pornography. And if it doesn't match, if there's no match, so if it's a totally clean photo, it will be then uploaded to the cloud. But if it does match, then Apple gets a notification. And as of today, they will actually look at some person will actually look at the photo in low resolution and will check and say, okay, yeah, that match it. That is a match. And we're going to notify authorities.
Okay, so I can see how some people could be nervous about this. I mean, you mentioned that a person at Apple is going to look at these photos. As far as the privacy concerns that have been voiced out there, you know, what are the big concerns that the worrying people worry about?
Well, you know, and I don't even know if I would call them the main concerns privacy concerns, because in this case, privacy and security are kind of at odds. If Apple just scanned for these photos on iCloud, so, you know, they're looking at information on their own servers, it wouldn't be controversial, or at least as controversial. They're kind of opening up a Pandora's box when it comes to security, because now you've got this scanning service that's on your device that's built into the software. And, you know, we already know that lots of governments all around the world already exploit the software that's on your phone to hack into, you know, people's phones for criminal investigations and other things, right? We've written about this. I helped report on something called the Pegasus Project, which was all about this Israeli firm that sells hacking software. So a lot of this already happens, and now Apple is creating a service that's really designed for law enforcement, for looking for material on your phone that is illegal. Now, today, that is, you know, exclusively used for known child pornography. But the question is, you know, what if in the future the Chinese government, for instance, wants to use this for censorship or to look for photos of Tiananmen Square. Those are the types of concerns that people have been raising. And Apple actually responded to those concerns with a new sort of update on their website where they're saying, you know, that is impossible. We would never allow that. you know, Apple would never cave to the Chinese government. Although, you know, that hasn't really calmed anyone's nerves here, because we know that Apple has in the past caved to the Chinese government and to other governments. They've, you know, shut down VPNs in China that protect people's internet browsing history. They've, you know, put servers in China that allow the Chinese government to, you know, to spy on their own citizens. So, you know, the question is still really out there. The debate is really happening.
Reid Albergati, he's tech reporter at The Washington Post. Thanks, Reid.
Thanks for having me.